Tony Blackburn, radio legend. I need to know, is radio legend on your business card yet?
No, I don't have a business card. Never had a business card at all, no. No, it's certainly not on there, no.
You're here at Radio Days Europe. Obviously, are you getting asked more and more now to speak at these type of events?
Actually, no. this is the first one I've... I've done one or two, yes, but I'm so busy, actually, because I work for six radio stations every week now, and I find it very difficult to get out of the country. And but this was quite a big event, so somebody asked me to do it, so I thought, that's great, yeah.
So it's basically just in conversation, your career... very long one.
I think that's what it is, yeah. John Simons is interviewing me. I haven't seen him just yet, but he's around here somewhere, I think. I think that's the idea of it, yeah. I mean, I think it's about a 50-minute session or something like that. So, this is my 50th anniversary of broadcasting, so it's quite a bit to talk about, I suppose, really.
Six radio stations, I mean, yeah. That's phenomenal. Any sign of slowing down at all?
I hope not, no. I mean, I enjoy working for more than one because you don't get involved in the politics. And also, I spend a lot of time travelling from one to another, and I'm on motorways, and if anybody wants to fire me, they can't find me. So that's probably the reason why I still continue at them. But it's great. I mean, every station I work for, it's slightly different. I work for, Radio 2, Pick of the Pops, and then I do a soul show on BBC London, then... BBC Berkshire, I'm doing more of a chat show there, and I work for two, I mean, Magic in the North, and also I work for Cam FM as well, so it's commercial radio and BBC, which is nice, and I get to, with all the stations now, I have control over what I do. I pick all my own music for it, which is lovely.
It seems strange in a business that's full of egos. Yeah. You're quite happy to it for Radio 2, biggest station in Europe, and you're quite happy to it for... A small station Kent as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, radio's radio, and local BBC local radio is great, and likewise, I get a big kick out of being on Radio 2. I mean, it took me 30 years to get there, and doing a show like Pick of the Pops, and, one of my great friends of a long time ago was Alan Freeman, Alan Fluff Freeman, and to be entrusted with this show. And Pick of the Pops, we've altered it slightly, and it's done so well as well. I mean, in the last... 2 years we put on a million audience, which I'm really, really happy about. I think Radio 2 is quite happy about it as well. So it's a lovely show to do. But all the shows I do, I get a kick out of doing them all.
50 years in broadcasting. Okay, million-dollar question. One highlight, please.
Well, there have been so many, really. I mean, I suppose, obviously, opening up Radio 1 in 1967 was one of the highlights as well. And probably the main highlight. And actually, getting a job on Radio 2 was a big thing for me as well. Because I thought that I was on local commercial radio, but I didn't think I'd be able to get back to national radio. And it's very special, national radio. And I also love working for the BBC. I've got a terrific soft spot in my heart for the BBC. I love it.
Tony Blackburn, King of the Jungle, radio legend, everything else. Thank you so much.
Very kind of you. Thank you very much.